Our next assignment is called the point of view assignment. For this assignment, you need to shoot the equivalent of one roll of 36 exposures film. That's at least 36 exposures. More if you can, it'll just benefit you if you do. You should make a folder in your pictures folder that's called POV so that we'll know it's the point of view assignment. You can download your images there. I'm gonna look, you know, during the course of the semester, I'm gonna be looking in your portfolios to make sure, I mean, in your folders to make sure that you're actually following the assignment. So I'll be doing that before too long. Here's what you're gonna need to do for this assignment. You're going to go out, you're going to shoot this point of view assignment, and then for critique purposes, rather than looking at them on the monitor, we're actually going to start to make prints. So you're going to do two prints for me to show in class. Two prints to show in class. We're not going to mount them just yet. Okay? It's coming soon, but we're not going to mount them just yet. So it's just going to be two well-made printed photographs that have the layers in them in Photoshop and all of that kind of stuff. Okay, so as far as the assignment goes, when we talk about point of view, we're talking about a person's physical vantage point. Their physical vantage point in space, not their philosophical point of view. And we'll talk about philosophy and your philosophical point of view plenty during the course of this semester. But for this assignment, we're talking about how we see the world physically. So, we're going to talk about where you're holding the camera when you're taking the picture. Now, the biggest problem I think a lot of Photo 1 people have is that their tendency to go out into the world is to just sort of stand with the camera at their normal eye height view. You know, that works for family photo albums and things like that, but for fine art photography, oftentimes just a slight difference in your physical vantage point can make all the difference in the world. So, you know, what I'm really talking about is when you go out to a scene, talking about, you know, getting way down low and shooting up high, or getting up way high and shooting down low. You know, think about worm's eye view or bird's eye view. Think about changing your physical perspective on how you see the world. It's a pretty simple idea. We don't have to talk a whole lot about how we do it. You just need to go out and do it. So I'm going to show you some examples. This one's so extreme, it's almost difficult to tell what you're seeing when you first look at it. This is done by a French photographer named Brassai, who was known for covering the nightlife in Paris back in the 30s. This is one of his, if you haven't quite figured it out yet, we're looking from directly above a person using a telephone, right? That's not the way we normally experience people using telephones, so it gives us an entirely different point of view physically when we're looking at it. Bruce Davidson. I talked about Bruce Davidson a little bit early in the semester when I was showing pictures, and I mentioned that he would move into these neighborhoods and photograph these, document these neighborhoods. Well, part of what he wanted to do was to make sure that you could see the neighborhood in the picture. So when he was doing this portrait, he got to a physical vantage point where the camera was up high so that you could actually see the neighborhood out the window. Okay? So make sure that you're thinking about those kinds of things. Adriel Heise is actually an aerial photographer. So he had a little ultralight plane made for him. You've probably seen his work in National Geographic and in magazines like that. He will literally go up in his little airplane and shoot directly down below on the horizon. So this is out in the desert shooting down at a sand dune. This is not the way we normally experience sand dunes. I mean, it transforms it into something else. There's almost, you know, it's almost sort of figural. You know, you sort of look at the shape. It almost takes on the figure of a body. There's almost like a little navel there. It's pretty interesting to sort of look at these things. Just that physical vantage point can transform. This is done by a commercial photographer who was actually, you know, doing a thing on fly fishing. He was doing a little story on fly fishing. You know, the thing I would tell you, that little mental exercise that I've been getting you to do when you're out shooting pictures is, you know, what if I did it this way versus that way? The same can be applied in terms of the point of view. If you imagine that this picture was taken from your normal vantage point, you know, maybe you're sort of down, you know, shooting down at that guy sitting at a desk. Well, we could all relate to that. We all sit at desk and stuff. But this really changes this picture. What it does, this point of view, shows us that this guy is really, he's in his own little world. He's sort of isolated in this nice little space that he works in, and he's doing this one little activity all for himself. Just that point of view does that. If you lower the camera and you shoot it at a different angle, you don't get that feeling from it. I mean, it still would be a nice picture because of the other things and the quality of light in it, the sort of nature of what he's doing, all of those things could make it nice. But this point of view really brings home that sort of solitary activity that this guy's doing. That point of view can also be sort of humorous too. There's plenty of examples through the history of photography of that, just a change in point of view really sort of changing, you know, the dynamic of the picture. This is done by Keith Carter, picture of a dog sitting in water. I mean, it's odd enough that the dog's just sort of sitting there in water up to his shoulders anyway. And you sort of wonder about that, but when Keith Carter goes out there and photographs him from the water level, it gets even more amusing. I love the way that dog's looking at him. It's like, you know, just sitting here trying to enjoy my little dip in the lake here. What are you doing? Why are you photographing me? This is an unusual one. It's done by a photographer named Adam Thuss. It's actually a cameraless image, but it has that sort of feel from point of view. It looks like you're shooting directly beneath a baby who's sort of floating in water. The way it was actually done was the photographer built a plexiglass tank that's pretty shallow. He filled it with water, and he literally put a piece of big photo paper underneath the tank and then had the baby laying there. And this was sort of done in total darkness, and then he flipped on the lights really quick and it exposed the shadow of the baby. We call that a photogram in photography. So it's a big photogram that shows that point of view. Pretty nice one, huh? You know, I always like to toss in a dog picture or two, just to show you that you can do a dog picture without it being cliche. I mean, there's a great deal of irony here because of this point of view. Because we're down so low, we really get a sense of just how tiny this little dog is and just how big this fire hydrant is. And there's a great deal of irony in that. One of my favorites. This is from a festival in Asia where they make these lanterns that float up in the air, sort of a prayer for peace and good luck in the new year. You know, that point of view, because you're down sort of there with the crowd and you're looking up at these lanterns as they're taking off, it takes on this sort of really magical feel about it. Here's some student examples. This person literally got down in the curb, at, you know, curb level, and shot this horse going by. So that's not the point of view we normally see of a horse-drawn carriage, you know. It's usually from sort of normal eye height and from several feet back, so you see the whole thing. So it's about the way you're starting to shape your vision in terms of your physical vantage point. This is sort of an interesting picture. I think if you take this highway overpass and you remove it from the scene, and we just have this one big skyscraper there, it sort of marginally qualifies as point of view, because our normal experience with really big buildings is really from about that distance. You know, we see them from a long way off and they all sort of look like that. But because this highway overpass is here, it really gives us a much more extreme view. It really makes us feel like we're down below something looking up at this building. I would say if you're gonna go do building pictures, if you don't have this sort of overpass thing sort of helping you out in terms of composition, you're probably gonna wanna get closer to the building than this photographer did, okay? And there's an example of that here in a little bit. This is a picture of a dome in the mall. Just a little word of warning if you haven't experienced this yet. If you take your camera into a mall it's very likely that you're going to get run off by security. They don't like you taking pictures inside the mall because they're very concerned about industrial espionage is essentially what it boils down to. They're worried you're out there trying to steal people's ideas for displays and how to make a mall a better place to live. So if you take your camera in there and you pull it out, chances are you're going to get run off by mall security. So just be aware of that. This was also taken inside a mall. Shooting down sort of a lighting fixture toward a fountain. This isn't the way we normally experience that fountain. If you were to go to this mall, chances are good you'd be down here on ground level, sort of enjoying the little fountain and the water and all that kind of stuff. This is a vastly different view of it. It's a unique view and pretty interesting to look at. You know, these lighting fixtures almost take on the form of like a water lily or something. So it's almost very flower-like. Bird's eye view, shooting down. Here's that idea of going up next to a building and shooting up at it. And sort of taking, you know, even this sort of figural thing, this is actually a mannequin, so there's an interesting sort of thing going on there. But if this were a human being, just looking at a human being in a slightly different way, looking at him from above or below, changes the way our normal everyday experience is, and a lot of times it's really interesting to look at. You know, sometimes it's about a vision and sometimes it's about a philosophical point of view. This one, the physical vantage point also included the philosophical point of view too. So the two, you couldn't really do one without the other. And the last one, you know, a lot of this, it's just, you know, if you would just think about the physical nature of what you're shooting pictures of, this one's about the formal qualities in this image, about the way the circles sort of repeat within the image and where it's photographed. Okay. I think that's the last one. Okay, that's it. So short and sweet. Not a lot of stuff to talk about. It's mostly just about practicing the way you see, practicing your vision.